American cartoonist Gary Trudeau is a New York native who rose to fame after his cartoon strip Doonesbury was launched in 1970. That just perked up your ears. If you're a fan, you're going to want to be involved on the evening of October 22nd, 7 p.m., our Froenthal Theater, presented by the Muskegon Writer Series, where, Gary, you will present your good work and, all over the map. You've co-directed an animated film, your cartooning, your marriage to, we'll drop her name, Jane Pauley, but bottom line, it's all about you. So, Gary, welcome to the morning show to discuss.
Well, thank you. Delighted to join you.
Were you a doodler as a kid?
I was a doodler, but more I was a theater nerd. I set up a little community theater in my parents' basement when I was seven, and ran it for about 10 years, and wrote plays and music, and that's where I thought I was headed. And I eventually was able to circle back to that world, but I got. This other career kind of found me. I didn't go looking for it. I was drawing a strip for my college newspaper in my junior year, and I've been doing it for a few weeks, and I got basically offered my current job, which is not a story that delights my children. But there wasn't a long dues-paying period, but just by accident, the syndicate editor had been looking at our school paper, and so I was set to work immediately after graduation. So this was 50 years ago last summer, and it's kept me off the streets ever since.
Awesome. Love it. Well, it's also kept you on the stage, a Pulitzer Prize finalist in 89, 2004, 2005, and editorial cartooning, one of your specialties. But let's go back to the basics before we talk about your presentation to us on the 22nd. How did you form a Doonesbury kind of a character?
Well, the character Mike Doonesbury was introduced because the strip originally was a sports strip, and it was supposed to be a one-off about a quarterback that had captured the imagination of the campus in my junior year. And the strip was supposed to conclude when the football season was over, but it turned out to have gotten some real traction. People wanted more of it, so I started introducing other characters, the second being Mike Doonesbury, who was BD's roommate. And he became the kind of everyman sort of, tentpole for the strip. And other characters were added. And I'm now up to about 75. It's a lot for readers to keep track of. I'm grateful they stay with me.
Awesome. How about put your directing and your writing of the animated film, A Doonesbury Special? That was, 1977. I guess that was a while ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I did that for NBC. And I was hoping that it would become like the Peanut specials. They'd become evergreens that the networks could come back to year after year. I didn't want to do a series, but I would have loved to have done maybe one every year or two. And I got called in by the network, and they said, "Well, I'm sorry, it's been a disappointment for us." And I knew it had gotten a very strong critical response. So I went, "Oh no, what happened?" And they said, "Well, it only got 21 million viewers." Well, think about that in terms of the demographics of a television show today. I mean, if you have a million viewers, you're headed for a hit on cable. So, but it was very disappointing, and but it was also hugely time-consuming, and so I moved on. I had other things I wanted to do.
We could drop names right and left with your Tanner 88. You do you've done 30 campaign videos, and certainly continuing your cartooning, and I imagine hanging out with Jane Pauley from time to time.
I try to, yeah. She's awfully good company.
Yeah, again, your wife Jane Pauley, and your kids, I hope, are well. But we know that you are well because you are spending an evening with us, an evening with Gary Trudeau, again, American cartoonist, Doonesbury, your well-known cartoon at the Froenthal Theater. What will you share with us, Gary?
Well, I haven't quite gotten my arms around that yet. You may know that this year's theme for the Arts and Humanities Festival is truth, which is a biggie.
Yep.
And it's a big ask. So, you know, it's especially a tall order for someone who's a professional fabulist. I mean, I make up stuff for a living. So, with the goal of touching on truth, but you know, basically, I tell a lot of stretchers, as Mark Twain calls them. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what how I'm going to fit in my presentation to that theme. But I'll come up with something.
Awesome. Well, we will be waiting for that. And you have a great backdrop, this Froenthal Center. You'll be very pleasantly surprised. It looks like the Muskegon Writers Series is a big partnership with us. So I trust in our closing comments, Gary, that you ask us all to keep on writing and keep on supporting writers and cartoonists and more.
Yes, I mean, I just learned that from you a few minutes ago. I didn't realize it was part of a writer's series as well. Yeah, I mean, we're storytelling animals, aren't we? All of us, one way or another. And you hear that a lot in Washington. What, you know, what's the narrative? What's the narrative? That's how we sort of comprehend issues and how we fit them into our lives. So, you know, I've been very lucky to be paid to tell stories for most of my life, and I'll try to tell a few when I get out there.
Awesome. Well, is it every week, Gary, that you have to come up with a cartoon? What's life like now?
Well, I recently did a TV show for Amazon called Alpha House with John Goodman. And I had to step away from the daily strip in order to write the scripts for it. So I kind of enjoyed opening up a little space in my life. I have three grandchildren now, and I kind of, you know, after 47 years of being a kind of public utility, churning this stuff out 365 days a year, I figured maybe that was enough. So I've been exclusively doing Sunday sections. And so I do one a week,